Alaska Airlines is showing off an aircraft it plans to start using in the state next year. The Bombardier Q400 is scheduled for use on Fairbanks Anchorage and Kodiak Anchorage routes, where the 76-seat twin-prop plane will replace or augment current service with larger 737 jets. KUAC's Dan Brost reports.
Alaska Air Group displayed a Q400 in a Fairbanks hangar, where Vice President Glenn Johnson described it as a good fit for Alaska commuter flights.
The Q400 has about 30% lower cost per departure, so that shouldn't help us as we move down the road to bring lower fares to the state.
The addition of Q400s will also allow for an expanded flight schedule, a change Johnson said will provide more travel options between Fairbanks and Anchorage.
We will go from 7 departures a day to 9, one of which will still be a 737. And so we have reduced the number of gaps. We're not quite to an hourly shuttle pattern all throughout the day, but certainly getting rid of the gaps.
Johnson likens the Q400's short-run performance to the 737 jet, saying it's able to make the trip between Fairbanks and Anchorage in about the same time. Alaska Air Group partner Horizon already operates Q400s in the lower 48. Horizon Air Director of Flight Standards and Training Perry Salmonson described the plane as part sports car, part SUV.
You always wished you had your dad's hot rod keys to the car. This is that airplane. It's got 5,000 horsepower aside, 10,000 horsepower total, and it is an absolute blast to fly. This is made by Bombardier in Canada. It's born and bred for flying in rough, tough conditions, and this is what it's made for.
Salmonson laid out a number of high-tech features of the next-generation Q400s that will be used in Alaska, including new satellite weather tracking that helps pilots see and work around bad conditions, and a noise-canceling system that makes the cabin quieter for passengers.
And there's about 70-plus microphones throughout the cabin that are picking up the noise at that spot. And the computer figures out how to make the exact opposite of what the microphone is picking up, and those things cancel out.
The Q400 is a little shorter and narrower than a 737 jet. It features slimmer seats but the same legroom and over 6 feet of headroom. There's been public concern about having to walk outside to get on and off the commuter plane. But Alaska Air's Glenn Johnson says the Q400 will be set up for loading and deplaning passengers in bad weather.
Sometimes it's a covered walkway if it's more wet, inclement weather, and sometimes we'll use jetways that can be accommodated with this airplane. And so we're looking at what the right solution is, particularly in Fairbanks.
Alaska Airlines will begin Q400 service on the Fairbanks Anchorage and Kodiak Anchorage routes in March. The addition of the new planes and service will create 60 new pilot and flight attendant jobs in Anchorage. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.